Say what? Ho, this is Brian. Call me the fabled Who-Sat Powerless Gardener, coming to you from the Devil's Hole, a.k.a. Ramble on Towers Dungeon Studio in scenic Haspel, Ontario. You are listening to Ramble on Radio, episode 104. Ramble on Radio is the only Led Zeppelin podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to go to rambleonradio.com for all your Led Zeppelin news, reviews, and any links I might mention during the show. You can subscribe to Ramble on Radio through iTunes. If you happen to be going to iTunes, stop by Ramble on Radio, subscribe, and or don't, but leave a review. Leave a quick review. It helps with, it just puts us on the chart, on the ladder of iTunes. So we come up quicker in the searches and whatnot. You can find it you can find Ramble on Radio on Podbean at I Am Brian Dammit. Listen on Spreaker, Spreaker.com, and be sure to follow me. Follow Ramble on Radio on Spreaker. And again, that just helps with getting visibility. And also, check us out on Ramble on Radio on YouTube, where I do have some previous episodes uploaded, and will do so in the future. Follow Ramble on Radio on Facebook, Google+, and at Ramble on Blog on Twitter. And real quick, that intro, 1971, August 21st, 1971, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That was Bring It On Home on the intro. First off, I want to say thanks. There was some money thrown in the PayPal account. Thank you to those who did. And if you haven't and thought you might, please do. It's just email rambleonradio at briangardner.ca. If I believe I have a link to click on the rambleonradio.com. And just trying to, in sometime in the next month or two, I'm going to be buying some server space to hopefully, so I won't have to take off old ones when I put up new ones. I kind of have about 20 at a time going right now. But B, so maybe I can put some of the old ones back up. I'm not sure how that would work, but I'm hoping I'll be able to have the full set up. And see, a third thing is it'll give me much better picture, much better of who's listening, much better stats when you go to the paid account, and that will help with things like if you interview somebody, if I send an email, I can mention these very specific numbers, you know, X number of people listen to this episode, to this podcast, that sort of thing. You know, I know kind of how many get downloaded, but I don't know. For instance, I have no idea if you listen on iTunes if it gets actually counted on the downloads, and I don't know. And so to know how many subscriptions I have helps. You could say, okay, I can guarantee you this many ears. You know, and then then we range another X number of ears. You know what I mean. So it helps. It's just, the plan is to go to a paid server instead of the free server I've been using for the last number of years. And anybody wants to throw a dollar, or if everybody listens to this throws in a dollar, I have lots of money for the server. So you don't think you have to, oh, he needs $100 or, you know, a dollar, $5, $20. Anything you can do would be appreciated, and it's absolutely not necessary as well. So don't think, I guess I better. If you can, if you would like to, I'm honored that people think so. But yeah, so there's the begging portion. since we came from Tulsa, we'll go with the Oral Roberts version. A portion of the show is now over. And on to a little history. So it's been 3 weeks since the last one. It wasn't meant to be 3 weeks. But, you know, summer, life. And even this one I'm kind of cramming in tonight. It's not that even we're so busy. I'm so busy or anything. It's just, you know, it's summer and there's stuff going on and there seems to be always something happening. And but tonight I kind of, yeah, my wife wants to do something. I said, no, I've really got to do something. I've really got to do a podcast. So here I am. So anyway, going history, Nebworth number 2 happened well, going back a few weeks now, August 11, 1979, In Through the Outdoor, which we'll be talking about a little bit later, happened on August 15, 1979. Let me dig up my, I should always have the episode list up. So if you go in the backwards, in the podcast, and I can tell you that last year at this time, we talked about Nebworth on episode number 68, and we talked about In Through the Outdoor in episode 69. In 69, it was 35 years since In Through the Outdoor. So if you want to know my thoughts on In Through the Outdoor, that's the best way to go. And of course, it probably isn't still up, but we will talk a bit about Nebworth tonight. Or in Through the Outdoor more. If you want Nebworth, I mentioned this last time. You know, the two Nebworth shows were fairly similar. I think the first show for my ear was better. They seemed to, the more mistakes, more sloppiness, the second show. That may or may not be true in reality. It seems it, always seems it to me. But there are moments in that second show too. I think the Achilles Last Stand from that second Nebworth show is one of the absolute standout performances. But Dave, I mentioned Dave Lewis's book last week. I'm spinning around to try and find it, but Feather in the Wind, I believe it's called. It's his Nebworth book. It's on sale at his site, at his tightbutloose.com. Yeah, I think that's it. And it's an excellent book. So just, you know, go there. As well, happy birthday, Robert Plant, who is now 67. He was born in 1948, August 20, 1948. So kind of a week ago today, really. And he's 67 years old. Dear God, he's 67. So those of us, you know, waiting patiently for a Led Zeppelin reunion, you got to understand that these guys are, you know, 67 to 71 or 72 now. So it's... the chances of anything happening just get more and more remote, don't they? And not that, yeah, I'm kind of kidding about that. I'm not expecting it. I'm not asking for it anymore. I mean, I started this blog thinking it was going to happen. It was one of the reasons I did. But I have no pretensions that I think that's actually going to happen. But it's just, you know, the point is, I guess, it's not going to happen. And the fact that Robert Plant, the young guy in the band, is 67, maybe helps you get that through you, you know. And furthermore, on this date in 1970, August 26, 1970, the band was playing in, I got to pull up my Dave Lewis book, the concert files that I've used for my source here. They were playing at the Public Auditorium in Cleveland, Ohio. And the show was moved from 8:30 to 5:30 so John Paul Jones could return to England for his father's funeral. His father passed, I presume, on this day, or maybe on the 25th. He left after the main show. However, the band were called back for further encores, and they were joined on bass by a girl wearing a Belkin Productions t-shirt. They came back on, and Plant kind of said, "No, that's it. John Paul Jones has gone home," and they ended up doing an encore set anyway. It does not appear to be a bootleg of that show available. And then the next night in Milwaukee, August 27, 1970, Milwaukee was canceled because John Paul Jones was not. They returned to action on the 28th in Detroit. And they did do the Milwaukee date on the 31st, so 4 days later they did the Milwaukee show. They just pushed it back 4 days. But, you know, if you booked it off work, that's frustrating, isn't it? That's one of those things that comes up sometimes. And, yeah, really, I know you're trying. However, John Paul Jones, you know, there's no question he had to return, isn't there? All right, so anyway, that's, and yeah, that the Tulsa on August 21st is the closest I have to this date for a bootleg show. I think it's possible the 31st, actually. I should have maybe pulled off that. I thought maybe that's what showed up. Yeah, it's possible that that's, you know, the rescheduled show. Oh, well. On my must-mention list, I wanted to talk about two things. Robert Plant released More Roar. You'll remember last April, he released it as an LP, a 10-inch LP, I think, as I recall, for Record Store Day. And being one of the guys who found it on Record Store Day and got my copy, I'm now pleased to announce it's no longer very rare. He's selling it through his website, as are Rounder Records. Record company is Rounder Records, and so Plant is selling More Roar through his website, through Rounder Records. You can get LP, CD, and digital download, and it is available, for instance, on iTunes. And again, if you go to iTunes to download More Roar, pop over to Ramblin' Radio, leave a review. Just saying. But that's out there now, so if you missed it on Record Store Day, you can get it on LP, on CD. Or if you don't have a record player, so you don't bother with Record Store Day. But yeah, CD or digital download, Robert Plant's More Roar. And it's actually, you know, I've not been a big booster of the newer Robert Plant material. I quite liked this one. It was good, I thought. And if you go back to, when do you think? Somewhere around April? Episode 94, which I'm going to guess is still up on the server. Episode 94, you can hear my review of Robert Plant's More Roar. No, you can't. You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to go to 95. 94 is the mysterious, never-released episode. So 95 you would have to go to find out what I thought of More Roar. And interesting, in 95 is the last time we had a John Paul Jones sighting. And we have a John Paul Jones sighting this week. He was on the weekend in the studio with musicians recording parts for his opera, which tells us that in likelihood the opera is completed from a composition standpoint, the composing of the opera is completed. Now, just because all the notes are on the page, such, doesn't mean there's not edits and corrections and new parts added and stuff, but the fundamental is done, and then after that you get down to, okay, well, you know, it's a little sloppy in this area, we need to tighten that, or it's, you know. And so some stuff gets done. There's always, right up until performance time, and even in fact, operas that were performed for 100 years can be edited by a composer, by a conductor. My apologies, not composer, by a conductor. Even nowadays, they could take a Mozart and say, we're going to do something to this section, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And it's just making it fit what you're doing. But he's probably done with most of the writing, which means it's time to actually get on the email to his management and see if I can get him to come on to talk about it. And he won't, don't get excited, he won't, but it's worth trying. And so I'm going to have to do that in the next couple of weeks and see if we can find out where he's at on the Ghost Sonata, August Strindberg. His play, The Ghost Sonata, is the John Paul Jones is turning into an opera. He's been working very diligently for a number of years. And if I recall, he was supposed to be done about a year ago. But operas are a big, big, big job to do, to write. It's not a small thing. So he's there. That's what he's doing. It's nice to see that he's poked his head above the rabbit hole, as it were, I suppose. Finally, I wanted to mention this. I picked up another podcast a while back, actually through a listener to this podcast, Daryl. A podcast called the Bootleg Podcast, and it's about bootlegs, all the bootleg records, CDs, and a fella, a southern fella, by the name of Tracy Doyle, with a big, thick southern accent, southern U.S. accent. North Carolina, I think he said he's from. Anyway, this episode, he's only been doing it for a little while. Episode number 8 was this week. It's actually quite a good podcast. And he picks a band or a genre. Like, he was talking about doing heavy metal, I think, for this week. or for this last podcast, but he did the Led Zeppelin. So he'll do either a genre or a specific band, and he's done Van Halen, Kiss, The Stones, trying to think of who else offhand. But anyway, this week was number 8 was Led Zeppelin. And it's 1 hour 36 minutes long, and he talks a bit, and he plays a lot of bootleg songs, probably 6 or 7, you know, songs off various bootlegs through the whole era of a band. And it's quite entertaining. And I recommend, it's hard to find on iTunes. If you just Google it, you probably have a good chance of coming across it. He's on a specific podcasting website. I can't remember which one offhand. But if you Google the Bootleg Podcast, Tracy Doyle, you probably find it. If you try it on iTunes, I have it on my phone. I was able to search for it on iTunes, find it on my phone. But on my iPod, I cannot get it. I cannot, and I keep trying, and it's been 2 months. And it will not come up in the search engine on my iPod, which uses the same iTunes. And since I'm supposed to share all this information between all my computers, because they're all Mac sort of things, I don't understand why I'm not getting it, why it's not working there. And that's where I like to listen to my podcasts. But there it is. But so you may have some difficulty finding it, especially on iTunes. I think if you Google it, the Bootleg Podcast, Tracy Doyle, you will find it. It's worth finding. It's worth listening to. So there's a recommendation for you. So it's been 4 weeks, I guess. We've had In Through the Outdoor. And Presence and Coda. Talked about Coda last time. And I'm stalling here because I'm trying to get my friggin' iTunes to... Look at this. My iTunes just crashed. It's really sweet, eh? I'm trying to friggin'... trying to do a podcast here, people. And iTunes is being uncooperative, so I have no idea what songs are on In Through the Outdoor. Because I didn't bring a copy with me. So I guess we'll do general impressions, right? I don't know that In Through the Outdoor is overly spectacular in my ear, to my ear. I'm not talking about the album. I'm talking about the bonus material. Because the album is the album, and it sounds good. It's just good sounding. It's clean. Somebody pointed out this week that Southbound Soiree they thought was louder than everything else. It came out louder. I've always thought that. That's on the record, of the original record. It kind of jumps out at you, and it's a real move yourself. The right mix. And I think that it's louder than the rest is probably part of it. But it's, otherwise, it sounds fine. Then we get into the bonus material, which is In the Evening Rough Mix, Southbound Piano, which is Southbound Soiree Rough Mix, Fool in the Rain Rough Mix, Hot Dog Rough Mix, The Epic, which is Carousel Amber Rough Mix, The Hook, which is All My Love Rough Mix, and Blot, which is I'm Gonna Crawl Rough Mix. Let's knock a few off right off the bat. I'm not hearing very much difference in All My Love. They call it the hook here. But I'm not hearing it offhand. The same kind of goes for Hot Dog. I think in Hot Dog, the guitars are a little up in the mix. Compared to the piano, like it all gets a bit muddy, I think, in Hot Dog. The guitars being a little higher in the mix gives it a cleaner sound and a better idea of what they were trying to do, I think. Does that sound right to you? But I don't know that it's otherwise dramatically different. Southbound Soiree is a little different. It just plays differently, and I don't even... forgive me, there might be a hiccup in the sound there. I'm just checking with my microphone on something. And see, here's why I was checking my microphone, because I knew something was screwing up, and I've just lost 3 minutes of podcast. I have no idea what I said. I have no idea where I am, because I kept talking, and it was all screwed up. You know, some days you just want to have a producer, so you have somebody you can fire. And this is one of those days, apparently. It's not sounding right in my ear at all. I don't know what's going on with this damn microphone. But anyway, we shall power through. Believe me, there's been worse days on the old shop floor. So I think what I was saying, I think I was at the Southbound Soiree. Not, you know, there's a difference, but it's cleaned up a bit. Fool in the Rain, there's difference, but it's cleaned up a bit. In the Evening is cleaner. And the lyrics come out clearer, and I think in the chorus it swings a little more. You kind of get that swing feeling that it has. It gets lost in the muddle. And a complaint through the years from In Through the Outdoor from fans was that it's a muddled sounding kind of album. And a lot of these rough mixes clean it up. And that's a good thing. I was just finishing saying when I realized I was not actually speaking to anybody who was listening, thanks to my microphone. Next week I'm going to kind of rate the entirety of the bonus material. Next week or the week after, I'm going to rate the entirety of the bonus material, album by album. So rate each album, not based on the album, but based on the bonus material in the album. Do you follow me? So we'll say, which one, you know, which of the bonus material is good, which one's not so good. And this is going to be well down the list, mostly because there's not much difference between original album and the bonus side. It won't be the bottom of the list, and you'll be surprised, I think, by the bottom of my list, to some degree or another. But just having, you know, I haven't had a chance to work through a lot of it now. Some of the albums are somewhat disappointing in their, and mostly because really it's, you know, this doesn't, I don't know, doesn't illuminate the material a lot more or provide anything new, which is kind of my criteria here, right? But anyway, that's for another day. I haven't done my full research on that and thought that through all the way. But I was just going to say, just based on the fact that there's not a lot of huge difference between the original and this, I suspect I could put on this to somebody who's sort of a fan, and they wouldn't notice that it's a different album. Do you know what I mean? However, that said, the epic Carousel Amber rough mix really does clean up Carousel Amber, really does bring out the parts, really does kind of shine a light on the lyric, of which you will recognize, by the way, from my intro. If you got that Call Me the Fabled Who Sat Powerless was from Carousel Amber, well, give yourself a gold star. That's all. I don't have gold stars to give out here. I'm working on no budget. You have to provide your own gold stars, but give yourself one, by all means. But yeah, it's a lot cleaned up, and it's one that a lot of fans through the years thought could have been something special, and that special never came. It's there, but it's not there. And it's a little closer to that special, I think, based on this bonus take on it. So that's, you know, Carousel Ombra, the epic, and it's a really nice mix. It really is, and it works very, very well. I have to keep checking now. I'm now paranoid that I'm losing all sorts of time on my podcast. So yeah, that's In Through the Outdoor. That's what we got. Now, then there's Presence, and I might as well do both now. I was going to do one a week, but I kind of let it sit for a little too long, and I don't want to spend forever and ever and ever talking about these. We're through these albums, these bonus albums, and all this, and I want to move past it myself. So, I'll talk briefly about Presence. The problem with Presence is it's very short. It's, according to what I got here, 5 songs. 2 Ones Are One, Achilles Last Stand reference mix. For Your Life reference mix. 10 Ribs in All, Carrot Pod 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 reference mix. Royal Orleans reference mix and Hot Song from Nowhere reference mix. And Achilles is Achilles. Achilles is brilliant. But whether it's, again, any better, no. Is it illuminating? Maybe a little bit, but not a lot. For Your Life, Royal Orleans and Hot Song for Nowhere reference mix really are just, again, some differences, some clarity differences. But otherwise, there's nothing spectacular. There's nothing to write home to mama about. And whether a casual fan would notice the difference between those and the original, I have my doubts. However, Presence is somewhat saved by the presence of 10 Ribs in All, Carrot Pod Pod Pod. It is a new work. It is a piano-based work, 6:49 in length. That has promised to be exceptional. They never fully developed it. But it's from the Presence sessions, and we didn't think the keyboards made it to those sessions, so it's nice to know that they did. And it's really kind of a nice piece that maybe is... I've suggested before that maybe it's a hint at All My Love. Maybe it develops into that. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it also hints, though, at where John Paul Jones is thinking, In Through the Outdoor being a very keyboard-based album. And, maybe it kind of hints at, because it's got various Carousel Ombre kind of pieces to it, right? Moves around here, moves around there. And so maybe you're looking at, this is where the band is developing out to. This is where John Paul Jones's portion of the band is taking things. But I really like, and it's saved, and it's much higher up the list than, say, In Through the Outdoor, from bonus material. Well, it's one or two higher, anyway. Strictly because of that. And it's way down the list, in large part, because it's very short. It's just 5 songs. Mind you, Achilles is 10 minutes, right? And, For Your Life and 10 Ribs and All, they're both 6 minutes. So there's 22 minutes there. But even still, you're only at about 30 minutes with time we buy it all in. And it's not enough. It's not enough for a bonus material. You could have at least, I don't know. Couldn't you have thrown in something live from 77, I guess? And, made it worth everybody's while. Would have been nice, but there you go. I mean, almost throw 10 Ribs and All in Coda and do a live set. Put 10 live songs on a disc and call it the bonus material from the 77 tour. But, take your 10 best performances, including an Achilles, of course. And that, I think that would have been a nicer bonus disc. Now, not a fully formed thought. I'm just kind of, as I speak, thinking of that. But yeah, it's just too short. And that's a pity. That's a pity. All right. So, it's going to be a short one tonight, I guess. It's that's pretty much a wrap. I wanted to get through those two albums, though. And like I say, next week I will be looking at, very hard at, how does each album stack out on the bonus material side. Now we're going to do the, when I was going through all the stuff for the 100th episode, I kept coming across a feature that I liked, the Bring It On Home feature. So here we are. We have a Bring It On Home tonight. Bring It On Home, for those who are late to the game, the Bring It On Home feature. And hopefully my guitar's in tune. I sometimes would just do it this way. There you go. Bringing It On Home. Bring It On Home feature is a kind of light, fun, fluffy, often amusing story that turns up in the news relevant to Led Zeppelin. Just something on the lighter side. And so I discovered I stopped doing them at some point, and I decided I'm going to try and keep an eye open for these kinds of stories and reintroduce the Bring It On Home. So here it is. This one comes from Pinterest. Pinterest, which is a website that's, it's just a website. And this comes from a Led Zeppelin fan called Lif Strand, L-I-F. Lif is on Pinterest, has a Led Zeppelin board, and found a plant called Physical Graffiti. It is a dragon fruit plant. Lif reports that it is, quote, a hybrid plant of a species in the cactus family known as orchid cacti. Their night blooming flowers bear edible fruit known as pitiaca, or pitti, aka dragon fruit, aca, pitiaca. The edible fruit known as pitti, P-I-T-Y is what I have written here, and I'm not even sure that's quite, that almost looks like it's been corrected. Also known as dragon fruit. And it is a dragon, so it is a dragon fruit plant. I believe I mentioned that first off. That's where I get that from. So that's Lif Strand on Pinterest. If you do a search for the plant Physical Graffiti, and you see the fruit. Or or if you're on Pinterest, search for Lif, and he's got a Led Zeppelin board, and it's in there. You search for me on Pinterest, I'm there, and I think I follow Lif, so, you know, Brian Gardner just. I wonder if I can do a Ramble on Radio Pinterest. It might be an idea. Anyway, that's it for Ramble on Radio, episode 104. Check rambleonradio.com for notes on this week's podcast, Led Zeppelin news, reviews, and any links I might mention in today's podcast. Follow Ramble on Radio on Facebook, Google+, and at Ramble on Blog on Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble on Radio through iTunes. If you're on iTunes, don't forget to leave a review. It just helps. So you go to iTunes to buy more Roar by Robert Plant. Pop over to Ramble on Radio, leave a review. It just helps with placement of the podcast within iTunes. It makes it so that, you know, if somebody's searching for it on their iPod, they can find it instead of not find it. That's the difference, right? You're higher up the database ladder if you have more reviews. Also, check it out on Ramble on Radio on YouTube. Thanks for listening to Ramble on Radio, episode 104. Keep it cool. Keep it cool.
There'll be internet forums telling me what I'm doing.
Switch off the internet.